Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to the Connecting Soul Beings podcast, offering you inspiration, tips, and learning about tuning into the language of your soul and gain a deep, intuitive understanding of your inner self, your guides, and the animals around you, so you are able to live from your heart with grace, love, and gratitude. We bring together spiritual leaders, energy healers, and awakened humans, so we are able to collaborate and help you feeling loved, joyful, and free by providing clear direction on how to connect soul to soul. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to another episode of the Connecting Soul Beings podcast. This particular episode was recorded during the 2018 Connecting Soul Beings Summit. This summit contains 28 experts and thought leaders, and we created this event to help conscious, self-aware soul beings and animal lovers to have inspiration and practical guidance on how to feel connected and in alignment, filled with beautiful energy. You can also watch the videos of these episodes on our YouTube channel, which is listed in the show notes. Please enjoy. Hello and welcome to the online summit Connecting Soul Beings. It is my utmost pleasure to introduce you to Christine Fletcher from Spiritually Aware Parenting. She is a parent coach, an author, energy healer, and a spiritual teacher. And boy, did we have a lot of fun today. She is such an energetic, inspiring woman who laughs a lot, and we had a lot of fun. So today we speak about spiritual connection, parenting, and anything in between that. So please grab yourself a cup of coffee or tea and enjoy the ride. Oh, welcome. We are here with Christina Fletcher from Spiritually Aware Parenting. Christina is a coach, an energy healer, and also an author, and lives in Canada. Hello, Christina. Welcome.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I'm very, very excited for us having a chat today.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. I'm very excited to be talking with you today. It's lovely to be with you. We already know that we can just talk and talk and talk. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. That's where I thought, you know what? I'm just going to grab my cuppa. And we're just going to go for it.
That's right. Exactly. It's like, we better just start recording. So everybody be warned, we can go on. We're about the vibrant part of, you know, it's not, spirituality is not about being calm. It's about being vibrant and alive.
Yes. Perfect. Love it. That's awesome.
And we're a good sign of that, I think.
Yes, we are.
So there we go. Yeah.
And well, people may not know, we've already been ranting and raving for the last half hour, so before we even hit the record button. So it's been a lot of fun already.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We should have pushed record earlier, actually, and invited everyone to the party.
Exactly, yes. Well, we just did that, so it's all good. Exactly. So, Christina, for people who may not know you yet, who are you and what are you all about?
Oh, what am I all about? Oh, okay. I like that question. I'm a mom of three wonderful children, two who are teenagers and one who just, my son just turned 9. I'm married to the love of my life, who we met on a very spiritually inspired story. So it's one of my true truths that sit in my heart for sure. And I'm a spiritually aware parent coach and energy worker. And I'm over at spiritualawareparenting.com. I've produced courses, and really my main passion in life is to help parents align to their true selves so that they feel authentically present for their children. And also to help them pass on tools to their children so their children can feel authentic in themselves. Mm-hmm. Because we live in a world where children are offered so many images and so many concepts of social media and all of these false representations of life. Yeah. And they have a natural inclination of who they are. And I am so passionate about making sure our children have those tools to really make sure they they can show up, mm-hmm. and then they can trust their own inner guidance. Because yes. I know that was hard. That's hard. All of us can struggle with that inner guidance and making sure that we stay connected to that. And children naturally come into this world knowing themselves, and I'm passionate about making sure that they stay that with that connection.
Yeah.
That's me.
Wow. That's me. Thank you. That's wonderful. And I love that, you know, especially for the children, they are naturally so connected, as you say, and it's just very easy for them to just be in a moment or to feel what they feel. You know, they don't judge it. They don't analyze it. It just is what it is. And I guess that's, you know, on this summit as well, I guess that's one of the things that I would really love for people to explore themselves as well, to just be as you are and to accept things as they are and to just feel into things a bit more, even though that may be a little bit foreign. But for the children, that's just a natural thing. They don't even think about it, really.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's interesting because a child will have a tantrum and yeah. we immediately go, oh my goodness, what is this? And we try to teach them out of that process, whereas yeah. really was a tantrum, but a serious moment of disconnection. It feels almost painful because they feel unconnected from who they really are. Mm-hmm. And you can just feel that emotion building up. And it's like, stop this discomfort, you know, and that's why they freak out.
Yeah.
And if we give them tools to help them acknowledge how they're feeling and then give them the steps that it takes to feel good again, rather than just telling them, no, don't feel that way. That's bad, you know, to feel that way. Act the way you're supposed to act. You know, mm-hmm. like there's a certain happy face sticker that we stick on things that yeah. cover it up.
Yes.
But a child will naturally go, I am pure positive energy and I'm here to play. And then when something throws them off, they say, I feel really off and this hurts or this is uncomfortable or this feels really bad.
Yeah.
So in that, we have to offer them the space that they can feel better.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
and find that connection again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's exciting. It's an exciting new paradigm of tool giving, of parenting, mm-hmm. where it's about giving those tools rather than making sure they act a certain way and feel later.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome stuff. So with the parenting as well, when we look at ourselves as an adult, right, we have certain values and beliefs, and often they are very positive and they help us in our life and they help us, you know, understand who we are and what we do and what we want to achieve. But we also have certain values and beliefs that may not allow us to live the life that we want and not allow us to really connect to ourselves, to understand who it is that we really are to begin with. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that parents have a big impact on that, on those values and those beliefs that we grow up with?
For our children? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, not always the way we can think, because I think often, I mean, parents, any parent watching this, if you tell them, oh, yes, we impact how our children think spiritually, can start feeling a panic of going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
The responsibility is all on my shoulders. It's not entirely like that, because mm-hmm. there's enough people out there who have had bad childhoods and had no spiritual connection in their lives, and yet something has called them forth and lit them up, and that desire and that craving that they haven't been, it doesn't make sense to them. Nobody's explained it to them. In fact, it might have been attempted to be taken away from them, and they still feel so strongly about it. And yeah. that's a person's journey. Like, that's that child's journey. But for positive belief, for positive platform for parents now, I think when we are open to our child's own tools and our child's own gifts, and we see them as a person that is here having a spiritual journey, then mm-hmm. we open it up that they are here on their own journey. And those things can be, they can be called forth in ways that we might not understand still, even if we are spiritually trying to help them. They yeah. can be called in a direction we don't understand. It's acknowledging mm-hmm. that they are on their own journey and that yes. they are on their own path. And when you support that, you create a freedom for them. And I think that belief, I think it's an interesting thing to ask whether parents provide the structure of belief, because I think parents provide the platform for belief to be formed.
Right.
The trick yeah. is that you stay true to your own belief,
mm-hmm.
but then the openness that your child can have their own. And I think that's where that freedom grows. You know,
yeah.
it's like, you know, our children are evolving.
Yes.
Just as we are all evolving. And there's a lot of things that happen that we don't understand. And there is a natural, we've been taught to put our beliefs on top of our child's.
Mm.
So it's like, oh, like, okay, I was just talking to a client about screen time. And we were saying, you know, well, like, she was like, I feel really bad, but I've been, you know, we're really, really busy and I've been letting them have screens. And I was like, screens are part of their makeup. They have been around technology. It's part of their journey as well. And offering them the tools to understand it,
yeah,
not just keeping it away from them, but we can come in and go, we believe that this is bad. We see it doing this. And then that belief gets put on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just breeds rebellion and upset and disconnection.
Yeah.
Whereas if we offer it as a tool for learning of awareness of how does this feel,
yeah,
then you're actually creating a platform where you both can work.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is the goal. I think it's not about putting your beliefs on your child. It's about creating a space where your beliefs can flourish together and
yes.
they can develop their own from a young age.
Yes, yes. Beautiful.
That was a long response to a short question.
That's okay. I love that, you know, because there is so much more to it than just that, you know, what we always learn. You know, and I guess in our generation, we didn't grow up learning about spirituality, connection, you know, communication with yourself, communication with, you know, nature and animals and all that sort of thing. We never were exposed to that. It probably was always there, or probably it was always there, but we've just yeah. not been exposed to it. Whereas now I can see, especially over the last 10 years, that has evolved so much, you know, and we are learning so much about it. And it's like we're almost waking up to other possibilities and to other connections. And I can see that the children who are born now, and even from a few years ago, they're almost, I've heard terminologies of Buddha children and New Age children and, you know, the spirit child. They are so aware and even so connected, even more so than we were perhaps yeah. when we were young. And yeah. I find it fascinating how that has evolved. And I can see now that the need is out there for us to support the parents to support their children and for the parents to become yeah. aware and be spiritually connected themselves to then also support those children. And
yeah.
That's where I'm really fascinated by the work that you do, because that link is vital. That link is vital. Yeah.
It is. It's interesting because when I first started creating one of my courses, which is all about, like, you know, how do you pass on these, like, meditation to young children, mm-hmm. or how do you pass on emotional awareness to children, and how do these become practical tools in a house?
Yeah.
I struggled because my first thing was, well, you know, I'm a homeschooling mom, so it means that we, like, you know, I'm always looking for ways of teaching my kids things that they can take on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I could feel that I wasn't meant to teach the children how to do it, that the parent mm-hmm. had to be able to teach it themselves, because the parent had to be able to open that up. It had to be about an engagement, not so that the child didn't go, oh, well, you know, I learned how to do this with a meditation, and come to the parent, and the parent would be like, I don't, that's not how I do it. I don't understand. You know, like, it has to be about a relationship. It has to be about a growth, because we grow with our children. We are continually learning from them, you know, just building on from the fact that evolution has taken them places that we haven't been. They've come with a new concept of how life is. We have to catch up with them spiritually, or at least allow, maybe catch up is the wrong energy phrase. We have to allow ourselves to absorb what they know, because they've been spiritually connected more recently than us. You know, they've had that wholeness more recently, and we did have it trained out of us. Now, you might have some people who were raised kind of spiritually free and not in constraints, but just generationally, we were in a space where there were more rules in place. Mm-hmm. Parents were seen more as authoritative roles. There was more a sense of control. We had a sense of, we carried with us a sense of being good or being bad versus being true to ourselves or being not true to ourselves.
Yeah.
And there were harder edged lines rather than any flow. There wasn't room to grow or experience or really feel things out. Mm-hmm. It was about approval.
Yes.
And in that, we created a lot of blocks for ourselves. And we you know, blocks we still all have to deal with.
Exactly. Yes, yes. And, you know, we're hoping that our children don't have that.
Yeah. Exactly. And I will often, in that, I always remind parents that in that, there's a certain amount of vulnerability that has to come with that. I mean, my children know about my belief structure that I was raised in. They know that, and I will say, you know what? That, what I just said did not come from my inner being. That came from my past programming. And we talk a lot about, well, where are things coming from, and do we really believe this, and is this authentically connected? And it's about creating that honest conversation rather than thinking we have this role as a parent to come in with, you should do this and you should do that, and oh my God, I'm a mom, I should do this. You know, it's like, it's about creating that conversation and that vulnerability.
Yeah.
And allowing the energy to flow through that. Like a breath of fresh air. You just imagine spirit just flowing through a house going, all right, let's play and co-create and have some fun. You know, it's a fulfilling way of doing things. And you know that your children are learning a fuller version of themselves.
Wow. That's awesome.
Well, we'll see. Yes. I'm just thinking something. I'm curious.
Yeah, I know. I'm just wondering, because some of the terminology that we use, and it's just something that, you know, whilst you were talking and I can feel what you're saying, and it really comes through to me as well, because I'm a parent myself. And it resonates so much. And especially when you talk about, you know, this didn't come from my true self, that came from my past programming. It's a really interesting concept to acknowledge that to your child, you know, it's from past programming. Oh, okay. People that are not in this world or in this sphere and are not known to all the, you know, the spirituality and the connections and stuff, and they may think, you know, that's all fluff and woo-woo and I'm not quite sure what that all is. When we start talking, because we understand that language, right? Mm-hmm. We really understand it, and it really resonates, and it hits home quite strongly as well. How would you share that with other people that are not at that level, that are not at that higher vibration, that understand what that all means?
All right. I would usually start, and it's funny because this is, even in the Spiritual Kids course, this is where I go, because it's about learning how you are more than this.
Yes.
And it's starting at a very basic, this is not us. And an interesting test that you can use with this is when you think back to being a child and you imagine yourself looking in the mirror, you recognize yourself still as you. And as you grew, you kept recognizing yourself as you. You mm-hmm. never once looked in the mirror and went, well, that's funny. I don't look like me anymore. I, you know, you always recognized yourself as yourself.
Yes.
And even if you close your eyes, you can imagine you could live without a mirror for years. I actually have lived without a mirror for years. And you still look. You can still look in that mirror years later and you recognize yourself. There's yes. a deeper essence to who you are at all mm-hmm. times. And it goes beyond thought. It mm-hmm. goes beyond, it is based in a feeling. Another way of recognizing it is, you know, when someone has walked in the room, you can be having your back to the door and you can usually tell who has walked into that room
yeah.
just by them entering the room. And that is their unique essence. That is them, mm-hmm. their spiritual selves.
Mm.
So if you have a unique spiritual self or an energy form that is you, you have an energy that is unique to you, then that you have to admit is the real part of you. That is the most conscious element of yourself, you know? And yet when anyone will look at what society is, what life is, we have a tendency to lose sight of that. We get up in the morning, we throw our feet over the side of the bed, we shuffle into our slippers, and we go down and make the coffee. Mm. And it can be so easy just to run the routine. You know, you get stuck in traffic, you complain about the traffic. There's a general tendency in life to focus on the things that aren't working. Mm-hmm. And we all have a tendency to focus on how disconnected the world is.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we have lowered the vibration, and you can feel that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So then you go, well, that's an interesting thing, because in that we can feel like we're not who we are.
No.
We've fallen into this generalized space.
Yes.
And in that, that is where if you have a child who have just come into life, and they've kind of just come into physical experience, and before that they were in this space of openness and love, and they knew nothing but love, and they knew their real self. Mm-hmm. And then they land into this space of
Yes. Yes.
Well, then we wonder what colic is. Then we wonder what temper tantrums are. Then we wonder why sometimes they just cry and why they need, but then when there's a tendency when you hold them and when you connect with them on that deeper level, they settle.
Yeah.
And you watch as it just at that very, that very tiny minute moment, it all makes sense.
Yes.
Because they're being true to themselves of who they came into this being to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the way society works feels so off from that. It feels so uncomfortable. It feels so foreign. But then we start, right? If they don't behave in public in that society, if they don't behave, they get into trouble or we get upset. And then they're like, well, that's throwing mom way off. Now she's not being true to herself either.
No.
And it becomes this thing where they're like, well, this doesn't feel very good. So it builds and it builds and it builds and it builds. And meditation and mindfulness and any process that makes you stop in that gap of connecting to your truest form of yourself,
mm-hmm.
then your child will always recognize it and go, ah, now we feel better. Now the have-tos aren't as strong. And it's funny because I know like your son is older and with my teenagers too, you kind of go, well, how does this work? You know, because you go, well, now they're older. How do we actually play this? But it's an interesting, spirit is an interesting co-parent where you see something and, you know, something feels off and you know they're not being true to themselves. Mm-hmm. And you get triggered inside of you and you go, well, now I don't feel like true to myself. Like, now we're both stuck, not feeling true to ourselves. I'm stressed out. You're frustrated. And what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And then the trick is always to remember yourself first. It's like the oxygen mask on the plane, right? You find your oxygen mask first. You find that connection. You find that spirit. And then you go, all right, so they've hit this contrasting moment. They have this lesson. And they need to feel, everyone needs to feel off sometimes in order to feel the rush of feeling on. It's that horrible, you know, those mistakes are what launch us into who we are. It makes us grow as ourselves. And we can't feel who we are, truly are, without knowing what that doesn't feel like. You know, when we're not ourselves, then we know who we aren't.
Yeah.
So it's acknowledging it to our own spiritual self of saying, yeah, you know what? They're having an off moment. Okay. So I'll connect. And what can flow from me to support them? Mm-hmm. And holding them in that space of who they really are and offering them that so that they can come find it. And that's all it is. It's not about the words we speak. It's just holding that energy space of saying, I know who you really are. And that this is not it.
Mm.
Does it feel like it? You know, and if it comes up, you can say, do you feel true to yourself? Does this feel true to yourself? Does it feel like the greatest part of you? Does it make you feel excited or eager or happy? You know, if you tell me that this brings you joy and happiness, I won't question you. But how do you feel? Do you feel like yourself? And that, just those little questions of asking someone how they feel, it's like, you know, it uncovers everything because you get into a system of society, you get that lower vibration, and all of a sudden you go, wait, what? I don't know. I don't know how that feels. What? Oh, maybe I should look at that.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, because society teaches us to not work for those feelings.
No.
You know?
No.
Keeps us struggling along. Again, a long reply.
That's okay. And that's, you know, that's fascinating because it's the feelings. I mean, with our son, for example, we always talk about that. You know, how does it feel for you? And what are you feeling into that? And when you say that, how does it make you feel? You know, it's, and we always challenge him on that in a nice way. And most of the time, he's still suppressing and pushing that out. So And what you're saying as well is to then go back to yourself, you know, and get yourself back into that connection with you to then go back to your child to say, okay, now I know again where we're at that level, because then you can help them lift up again from that space.
Yeah.
Rather than doing it from that space of, you know, the worry, the frustration, you know, the upsets and all that sort of thing as well. So. Yeah. And by gently teaching them that, and we've now seen as well with our son, I mean, he's now 19. He has opened up more and he has started to talk more, but also more around, you know, actually what you just said made me feel like this, you know, rather than us always asking him and things like that.
Yeah,
so that has helped. Personally, I would love it to be more, but, you know.
And you might find...
The learning, I think, for the teenagers as well, and especially in this day and age with all the connectivity online and things like that, that their social structure is very different to what ours was when we grew up as well. And that's something that we're learning too. Like, you know, that's part of that communication.
Well, it is, absolutely. And it's understanding too that just because they don't say it, it doesn't mean it's not resonating.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always feel, you know, you can ask your child, well, how does it feel? Are you feeling, you know, connected to yourself? Are you feeling true to yourself?
Mm.
And then they'll brush it off. But then when they go to their room, their inner being is working with them.
Yes.
And you're, when you remember that your child is also that dual sense of self, they have that higher self, they have that inner connection, they have that spirit. Hmm. And all you're doing is creating a gateway of saying, are you feeling true to yourself? Which is basically just saying, are you listening to who you are?
Yeah, yeah.
And when that bedroom door closes, you've got to let their spirit do the work.
Yes, absolutely.
And that I think is the greatest challenge, because we still want to, put the Band-Aid on, right? We still want to be like, you know, let me pick you up and carry you.
Hold your hand.
Oh my God. But I think when we remind our children that it is as simple as being, we are positive spirit, which means that when we feel good, we're connected.
Yes.
When we feel stressed or off, we're not. So work your way back up. How do you find that connection?
Yes.
And even if your child, whether they're like 5 or 30, if they're coming and you can tell they're feeling heavy, the mere act of bringing in lightness or fun or opening that gateway, that you're offering a different feeling space that they can reach for, you're then giving a rope that they can choose, or they don't have to. But if they know that when they're with you, they'll feel better, which means they're more connected, then they're going to start looking back and going, what am I doing? Why can't I feel this way all the time? And then the dialogue can start.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, my children know about all my off moments. They know about all my, you know, huge moments. And, and in that, I can say it's a question of saying they know they can make mistakes. They know that, and, you know, and it's like, yeah, okay, absolutely. But always just find center. Afterwards, you can always bounce back. You always have the choice of bouncing back.
Yes.
You always have the choice of feeling better.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting, because, I mean, this summit is about spirituality. It's about, you know, it's so interesting. I always find it so interesting when the conversation does turn around about how you feel. Mm. Because spirituality can feel so far away sometimes. Mm. But it's really important to remember that we're spirits.
Yeah.
We're spirits. We're having a physical experience, and we have the tools within ourselves, and our children have those tools too. They're spirits. And whether it's energy work or whether it's whatever we offer our kids, it's still about finding that balance as that spiritual being.
Yeah.
And connecting to that.
Exactly. Yeah. So what's your favorite way to connect to yourself?
I usually find that a good glance out the window skyward, kind of just saying, hey, is my usual go-to. I do make sure that I meditate daily, and I make sure that my energy is balanced. I find that I have a tendency to get very stuck in my head, and my energy gets trapped up here.
Yes.
When I first took energy work, my teacher literally went up to my head and she was like, oh my God, everyone stay away from Christina's head. She's like, just focus on her feet. And it was very true. So I spend a lot of time focusing on my feet and grounding myself.
Yeah.
And finding that core center. Mm. But still, just acknowledging it. I always encourage people I work with to, you know, you wake up in the morning and just consciously wake up.
Yeah.
Give attention to how you're feeling and make sure that you're awake so that you can feel present in your day and you can truly show up, because that's when life just flows. You're being a conscious creator in your experience, and it's so easy to just stumble out of bed. Mm. I love bed.
Yeah, we do stumble sometimes.
We do stumble. And we all stumble. There's always those mornings that you go, I better go back and try that one again.
Exactly. Yeah, I like that, you know, being really present when you wake up as well. Because what I do in the morning when I wake up, I usually say thank you 3 times. Because I've woken up again, I've got another day ahead of me. And I always ask myself, what do I want to feel today? And what would I like to experience today? And that's, yes, to me, they are very powerful. And to me, it really sets myself, you know, it sets me up because it really allows me to tune into that. And during the day, I always think back about that, especially when things are not going as well as I thought. I always think, no, this is what I would like to experience. So what can I change to actually make that happen? And then that aligns. And the spiritual alignment and the energy alignment to how you want to show up and what you want to do is also very important in my mind, because when you don't have that, things are just not happening, you know. And during the day, to have the opportunity to also ground yourself, and like you say, you know, just looking out the window for me does it. It can be as simple as that.
Yeah.
People will say, well, I can't meditate. Why do I meditate? I have to sit like for like 10 minutes. I can't do that, right? And I go, you don't have to. It's as simple as touching a tree when you walk in a park or on the street, you know. It's as simple as, you know, smelling a rose, or that can help you just completely get back into your being and get back into that groundedness, and that, you know, it lifts you up. Your energy just automatically, you know, it's vibrant, it's alive, and it's really that simple.
Yes. And it's interesting, because I love just saying, you know, like, just fill your life with things that spark that, you know, can, if it's a bracelet, if you look at something and it fills you with joy, use that as like a sparkle item, that it just sparks your light, and you just, whatever's going to fill you up.
Yes.
And that is, you know, and it's true. I mean, like, that's why I love to work with parents, because parents always will say, I do not have time to meditate. And it's like, yes, but spiritual connection is the most important thing for you right now, because you don't have, it's like that whole, isn't there a Buddhist quote about that, of saying, you know, if you don't have time to meditate, meditate twice as long, or something like that. Yes. And you go, it's because that means that you really need that grounded base. But it doesn't need to be long. It doesn't. It's just in that split second of saying, wait, I'm me. I am myself. I'm important. I'm enough. I'm here to shine, you know. Yes. I'm here to feel joy. I'm all of this. I'm so incredibly lucky to be here, and I am here. All of a sudden, you just feel, you just feel energy just fly. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, she figured it out. Great.
Yes.
Okay. Because you're right. If you don't have that intention when you show up in the day, if you don't show up with that straight line intention, and I love what you do, like, that's a beautiful way of doing it. But if you don't say, well, how do I want to feel? You're anchorless. You don't have a place to land. You know, it's like scanning for Wi-Fi continually, you know, like with your phone. You're like, where's the signal? Where it's like, if you see the tower, you point to it. You know, it's like, where's, well, you know, if you just point, you get it. It's like the remote on the television. That's there. You know, you intentionally face the TV and you change the channel. Like, that's what you're doing. It's a compass. It's a direct signal. And when you remember that you are an energy being, and that focus is all that you need, and that intention is all you need, then spirit just dances. You can just feel it. It just flows so beautifully, you know? Yeah. And kids are there saying, yeah, that's what you're doing.
Exactly.
Same with the animals. I'm sure of it. You know, like with animals, they're like going, yeah, why do you make things so complicated? You know, it's like.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much to learn from them, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. For sure. Wow. What an awesome conversation. Thank you so much. That was really amazing.
My pleasure.
Wow, I hope everybody has learned a little bit and had fun with us. the same time. Thank you so much.
I had a wonderful time. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Awesome.
Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to yet another inspiring episode of Connecting Soul Beings podcast. I love receiving your comments, stories, and feedback as they are truly inspiring. So please take some time to comment on this episode below. If you love the show, you can help us by sharing and liking it via your favorite podcast platform and our website. And if you feel that we can work together in helping you to connect to your inner self and the animals, then hop on over to biancadeRose.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram under Bianca De Rose. Thank you again so much. Say hi to your pet from me and stay connected with love and grace.